The National Pork Board has a plan to help pig farmers respond quickly to a major threat. They're taking lessons learned from the avian flu outbreak on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You wouldn't drive just any tractor, so why use just any diesel fuel? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has 7 top quality additives for better performance and less downtime than typical number 2. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. So ask yourself, what's in your diesel fuel? And more importantly, why settle for anything less than the best in your equipment? Upgrade to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the 3 big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The avian flu outbreak in 2015 ravaged poultry farms in the United States, taking a huge toll on the industry. The National Pork Board doesn't want to see that happen in the pork industry, so they've created a secure pork supply plan. It will help America's pig farmers respond quickly and successfully to a major threat such as a foreign animal disease. Veterinarian Patrick Webb is the director of swine health programs for the Pork Checkoff. He says the plan has 3 key components: biosecurity, traceability, and disease surveillance. Producers who take part in the voluntary program will agree to be proactive.
Making sure that they have a valid pre-harvest traceability system in place. Making sure that they have a biosecurity plan and a biosecurity manager for the site. Making sure that their employees are trained on biosecurity as well as the surveillance activities that would need to occur. On the front end, you're doing all of those things that would be needed after an outbreak, but you're doing it prior.
He notes it will change the way pig producers do business. It all comes down to sharing data.
As an industry, we have to modify the way that we work with our state animal health officials to trust and provide data on the front end of these type of outbreaks to ensure that we're able to maintain continuity of operations on the back end. We don't want to wait till we have an outbreak in order to do all these things that we need to do. And that sharing is developing that really strong relationship with your state animal health officials, your state veterinarians, their federal counterparts.
An implementation guide for producers will be available in early 2018. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the Secure Pork Supply Plan at agriculture.com.